Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with End Time Men and Women of War, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministry. I'm so delighted this afternoon to be back on our radio broadcast for our worship Sunday worship service. Today is our...
Sorry, I didn't catch that. Try tapping a button to edit.
This is our Communion Sunday, the first Sunday of August, the first day in the first Sunday of August. And I am so indeed thankful to God and grateful to Him on today. I give God reverence, who is my life, and to Apostle Deans in his absence, and to each one of you, my brothers and sisters of Christ, in your respective places. I just thank and praise God for you, you, and you. We're going to have our doxology right now. We're just going to give God some praise today. Amen. Praise God for this opportunity to be on our radio broadcast today. I just give God all praise and glory, magnify His holy name. We're going to be ready to go into our devotions part of the service this morning. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer, and then we're going to continue in our communion service today. Amen. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalm 31. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Bow down thy ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock, for an house of defense to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net and lead privily for me, for thou art my strength. Into thine hands I commit my spirit, that thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. I have hated them that regard lying vanity, but I trust in them. I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul and had set me up in the enemy. Thou hast set my feet in a large room. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble with grief and belly. But my grief and my spirit was sighing. My strength fell because of my iniquities, and my bones are consumed. But especially among my neighbors and in a spirit to my acquaintance, they that did see me without from me. I have just read you from Psalm 31 from the first verse down to the 11th verse. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. We're going to get ready to have a song, and then we're going to go right. We're going to have our prayer. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace today, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come today, Lord, just confessing today and repenting and asking for forgiveness today and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on today. Father, I come, Lord Jesus, this morning just thanking you this morning, God, and asking you to forgive us, Lord, for any and everything, Lord, and that's not like you, God, and in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I come right now, God, and asking you to pull us near, I love both under those seats, near the cross, Lord, and in the name of Jesus. And wash us, Lord, and white as snow, in the name of Jesus. Cleanse us this morning and cleanse our mind, Lord, and cleanse this heart of mine, in the name of Jesus. And let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, oh Lord, my redeemer. I just thank you this morning for an opportunity to be on this radio broadcast to this morning, to magnify your name this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. I just thank you, Lord. I thank you for this opportunity, God, to seek your face, God, while you may be found, Lord, and call on your name while you're near today, Lord. I'm asking you right now to bless this worship service. Bless it today, God, and send your anointing today, right now. Right now, change the atmosphere on this radio broadcast. Send your anointing, God. When your anointing is present, it's present to heal, it's present to deliver, it's present to set free. Send your anointing, Lord. Send your power today, God. Let your power fall on each heart. Let your power fall on each mind today, on their spirit today, let your anointing, God, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you right now, Lord, to let me decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase them, and minister to us all on today, God, in the name of Jesus. I have no power, I have no authority, but it's about you, God, and you, God, and you, Jesus, and in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to touch every heart, God, and in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you today, God, and I thank you, God, ask you to move by your spirit, God, and move today, Lord, by your spirit, God, and talk and minister through me, God, and in the name of Jesus, move me from myself today, God, and that the Holy Spirit may move through me, hallelujah, and speak the word on today, God. Lord, I ask you to bless every ear, in the name of Jesus, I bless this service today. I worship God. Accept it, Lord. Give it to you today. God, I ask all these things in Jesus' name. And for your glory, Lord, I just give you glory today and I give you praise. All today, I magnify your name. I glorify your name. I'm asking the Holy Ghost to take over today and take control, Lord, In the mighty name of Jesus, ain't nothing too hard for you, God. And not one thing too hard for you, God. I just thank you today. And I give you glory, hallelujah. I give you glory, hallelujah. I bless your holy name today. And I just thank you, God. And I praise your name for today, God. Do it for us today, Lord. Do it for us today, Lord. Hallelujah. Do it, God. Let your power fall on every house, on every spirit, on every soul, Lord. And let it fall today, God. In the name of Jesus, we need you today. And we can't make it without you today, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we need you, God. We need you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I give you praise, God. And I ask all these things in Jesus' name today. And for your glory, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I thank you, hallelujah. Thank you, hallelujah. Thank you, hallelujah. Let your power fall, God, and let your anointing fall, God, and let it fall, Lord, and let it rain like the dew drops fall, Lord. Let your power fall, God. Stir up the gift, God, and stir it up today. Stir up your power, God, and stir up for us today. Stir up minds today. Stir it up today, and let your breath, God, and stir up the gifts on today, God. Stir them up, Lord, Lord. Stir them up today, God. Stir up, God. And in the name of Jesus, just one touch. Have a hope. What do I need? You know what's happening? In the name of Jesus, do it today, God. And in the name of Jesus, Lord, we love you today. We love you today. I just thank and praise God. This is our testimonial service. Part of the service, and I just give God praise, and I give him glory, hallelujah. I don't know what else. For the Lord, who is on my side, I would be on today. God is such a good God, and he's worthy to be praised, hallelujah. If it had not been for his power, for his glory, for his mercy, for his faith, Lord, Lord, where would I be today? In the name of Jesus, I don't know where I would be. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I'm so glad today. I'm glad about Jesus today. I'm glad about the Holy Ghost. I'm glad about Yeshua. I'm glad about the Father. I'm glad today. I'm just glad today. And I thank God today for his goodness. I thank God. He don't have to do nothing else for me. I'm so grateful for what he already done, for what he's doing. I'm so grateful today. Hallelujah. I'm grateful that I can get up and watch my own self up, have my own mind, and can hear everybody, can see everything. I'm glad today. People take it for granted and think they're going to wake up like that. Somebody went to bed last night. They didn't wake up this morning, didn't have a mind this morning, couldn't hear this morning, couldn't see this morning, didn't have the activities of their limbs this morning. Lord, I thank the Lord for just that. I don't have to say nothing else because I thank God. I thank God today. God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. I tell you, God is worthy today. God is a mighty God. He is a glorified God. I thank him today. He's good. He's good all the time. I just give God praise. Hallelujah. And I give him glory. Hallelujah. I give him praise. This is our testimony service. I don't know who have a testimony, but I can testify the rest of the night because he did that much with me. He's doing more than that. I thank God on today. This is your hour to testify for the Lord on today. In the name of Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. God is good. I can't down. It's the praise that stay down on the inside of me. That has to come out. I hope you give me a that praise that on the inside of me. Oh, hallelujah. Shut up. Yeah. Hallelujah. This praise down on the inside of me. It's got to come out. Fire in my bones today. In the name of Jesus, I give you glory. Hallelujah. I'm trying to shut it down. Hallelujah. You said I see the end. Oh, yeah, Lord. I thank you. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Lord, I give you glory. I give you praise. Yes, God, thank you. Thank you. This is our testimony for the service. Does anyone have a testimony today? Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Amen. I think we'll have a song.
Let's sing in a drought away to you. We need to sing our freedom song. Oh Lord, we need a touch from you.
in your heart to just hear him, please him daily. Even Noah, Noah, he was obedient. He was a righteous man. That's why the Father used him to save who he saved before the flood came. And then after that, he was a good man. He was a good man, a righteous man. Methuselah came. Because, see, Noah was obedient, and obedience is better than sacrifice. See, Noah heard God. Nobody else heard God. Noah heard him saying, do this, do that, make it this many cubits and this many feet and this and that. He heard God. The other people couldn't hear God. But his family just went with him and obeyed him because he was the head of the family and helped him in the building his sons of the ark. But Noah heard God, and he took him at his word, and he built the ark and saved the people and the animals that God told him to. But then Enoch had Methuselah. I'm sorry, and Methuselah had Noah. But Methuselah, because Enoch was a blessed man of God and he walked with him, he allowed Methuselah to live the longest of any man or person ever lived, 969 years. They walked with God. Their desire was to please God. And so we have to have, in order to walk with God, we have to be able to have a desire, a want in to please God, a relationship with him, to hear his voice, to do the things he's trusted us to do. He called us into a life, into a purpose for his pleasure. And we need to find out what that pleasure is, what his desire is. We need to try to please God in everything we do, everything we say. Oh, you know what? Everybody ain't perfect. Ain't nobody perfect. I say that, but God. We all have been in this and that and that and this. Me first. But we still have to grow in grace, trust the process, and make sure we walking with God daily. This is for us. We need to walk with God. Ain't nowhere, I don't know. No, we need to walk with God daily. We need God active in our life. This is not an activity, don't get me wrong, but we need God moving in our life daily. We need to walk with him daily. We need to talk with God. We need to go before God daily. I'm talking about walking with God, doing the things that he's commanded us to do, keeping his commandments, living a right life. God didn't say it was going to be easy. It's not easy. But we got to trust the process. We got to go head on. When we fall down, get back up, dust ourselves off, and get busy. Because let me tell you something, God watching us. He looking at everything we do and say, and how we say it, and the motive we do it and say it in. He's not going to keep on allowing us. We've got to have that right relationship, that right fellowship with God. I'm talking about walking with God daily. Walking. It's like your lifestyle. That's walking with God. It refers to our lifestyle with God. Walking with God, closer than any friend. Walking with God, it's got to be a connection, a love connection, a relationship, intimate.
When you walk with God, you know he's there. You know you're trusting that he's there. He's trusting that you're going to do what he tells you to do, and you trust in him. He said, my word in you and you in me, you can ask anything, and I'll do it. And he's not a man that he should lie, neither a man that he should repent. If he said, he's going to do it. Walking with God, it's a privilege and an honor to walk with God. You know that. Enoch walked with God. He walked with him 300 years. He was 65 years old when he had Methuselah. So he lived 365 years, but he didn't die. God just took it. So he wouldn't experience death because he walked with God. When you walk with God, you get the favor of God. When you walk with God, you get benefits with God. All things are possible when you walk with God. All things. We need to walk with him. When you walk with God, you align with him. You're right there. You're walking with him. You're not walking in front of him. You're not walking in the back of him. But you're walking with God. Just like Abraham was God's friend. He favored Abraham. He favored Abraham. He blessed Abraham. He gave Abraham a son that, and Abraham was so old, and Sarah too. But he favored Abraham because Abraham walked with God. He could talk with God. Can you talk with God? Can you go and sit somewhere and talk with God? That's how you know you're walking with him. Because you can go and sit and talk to God, and he'll answer you. And it won't take him all day. That's how you know when you're talking to God, when you're walking with God, when you talk with him, and you have that kind of relationship with God. And when you're walking with him, it's not hard for people to identify you, because you're going to produce the fruit of the Spirit. People going to know you belong to God and that you've been walking with God. People going to know it, then you ain't going to have to say nothing. It's going to be all over you. You're going to have a glow out this world. You're going to look blessed. You're going to look like you're the king's kid. You're going to look like you got inheritance. You're going to walk like it. You're going to talk like it. You might not have but two pennies, but you look like $2 trillion. Got to go home and eat some toast. But you're the king's kid. Never seen the righteous forsaken or a seed begging bread. Because you're walking with God. You're walking with God. And when you're walking with God, you can't have this evil communication or evil companions or wrong companion or wrong friends or what, however you want to put it. Because it's going to corrupt good character after a while. You can't walk with God and have all of this stuff in your heart. You're not. We got to choose the narrow road over the broad road that lead to destruction. We got to choose the right thing. We got to, we all know people that's not doing right. Ain't nobody perfect, but you can't hang with the world. You can't hang. You got to be that light on the other side. You can't hang with them. You got to come over from among them. You can't, because it'll corrupt your character. Because you walking with God. The only way you can stay around them, you got to be a light so they can see who you belong to and know who you gonna belong to. Because you walking with God every day, praying for them every day. You can't walk with God and do all kind of things. You can't have that relationship with God and do anything you think you're big enough to do. We all sin and fall short of the glory of God. But when you're walking with God, you try to stay as close as possible to what you're supposed to do. God wants us to walk with him today. I mean, truly walk with God every day. Let him know you're there. Let him know you're trusted. I'm leaning. You're my leaning post. I don't have nobody else to lean on. You all that I have, but you all that I need. I'm trusting you, Jesus. Nobody else can I trust like this. I can tell you every dark and secret thing that I know that I did, and you won't tell nobody. Because it's between me and you, and you've already forgiven me for. You can tell him anything when you're walking with him. When you're walking with God, and nobody else will ever know. He's a friend. When I say friend, I mean a friend. Closer than your brother, your mother, your sister, anybody. Because he's going to help you when you're walking with him. I'm telling you, it's so dear to me to be able to walk with God. When you're walking with God, your lifestyle changes, the way you live changes, all of that changes. You can't walk with God every day and stay the same. You cannot. That anointing is so heavy when you in the presence of God, when you walking with him, your anointing, that anointing is so heavy, so thick. The glory from God just walking with him is all over you, all over you. The fire of God is all over you when you're walking with God. You can't even have a conversation with people. Because, you know, you got God on your mind. So they may end up talking about a tire on their car. You end up talking about Jesus. That's when you know you're walking with God. Because everything that happens end up in Jesus. Everything that we experience, Jesus. You know, and I ain't saying push him on people. But I'm saying everything that I talk about, when it ends up, Jesus. Ain't nothing new under the sun, but I'm saying I can't have a conversation and it don't end up talking, trusting, saying something about the word of God. When you're walking with God, it's something. And when you're walking with him, you try to do better. Stop doing what you're doing because you're walking with God and he letting you know you can't do this and walk with me. You can't do this and say he be moving further and further back till you move some of that stuff out the way so he can get closer and closer. The better you do, the closer he gets when you're walking with God. He walks with us through this tedious journey, as the songwriter say. He right there when we struggling, when we going through hard times. God is right there when you walking with him. I'm telling you, when you walking with God, it makes a difference. It's a difference. And that's why he sent his son and he died for us on the cross. And then when Jesus died and went to the right hand of the Father, he sent the Holy Ghost that he'll be right here with us. that he can lead and guide us, that he can be our leaning post. We can have that companion, that fellowship. We can walk with him. We can talk to the Holy Spirit all day long, and he's going to listen, and he's going to answer all day. It's just a blessing and a privilege and an honor. You got so many benefits when you walk with God. I'm telling you, you got the benefit from walking with God. People see you. They'll know that you've been with him. You ain't got to open your mouth, and when you do open it, they're going to know you've been with God. You ain't got to say too much, but just a few words. They're going to know you know somebody they don't. They're going to want to know who you know. Jesus. And all we do is lead them to Jesus, lead them to the cross. That's what God expects for us to do when we walking with him, when we got that relationship, intimacy with Jesus. Know he loved us because he sent his son, the Father did, to die for us. That's how much he loved us. God is so good. And he's worthy to be praised. We're going to get ready to go to our communion service. This is a little more than I can say today, but I can keep going because God is so good to us. And if we don't know to walk with God, shame on us. We got to in his presence. Do y'all hear me? We got to stay in his presence. We got to stay in God's presence. I ain't talking about you have to be on your knees all the time, but you got to keep him on your mind all the time. All the time. I don't know nothing else I want to think about like that all the time. But Jesus, but the Father, but the Holy Ghost. Because they are the ones that we need on our mind. They are the ones that do everything for us. When we need them, they're there. When we call on them, they coming. They moving. Moving people out the way. Doing things. Feeding them. Healing them. Delivering us. Walking with God. Man, we're going to get ready to go into our communion. Gonna have a song.
Do what he said.
need somebody to pray for the forgiveness of our sins so I could do it.
Amen, Apostle.
Okay.
Most gracious
okay.
and everlasting Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, I come as humble as I know how, God. Just thanking you for this day, for this is the day that you made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, oh God. God, we come mm-hmm. right now, oh God, just asking you, oh God, to forgive us of all known and unknown sin, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you search our hearts, oh God, today, God. Anything, oh God, that's not of you, that's not right, God. God, we ask that you cleanse us, oh God. God, we ask that you create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us, oh God, that we shall be who you called us to be, oh God. And then, God, we ask that you search our hearts, oh God, and if you find any unforgiveness, oh God, God, we ask that you help us today with this, oh God. God, clean us up, oh God. Let not unforgiveness sit in our hearts, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we ask that you clean us up for your glory. Hallelujah, oh God. Clean us up for righteousness. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. We give your name all the praise, glory, and honor. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We need somebody to pray over the wine, over the juice, over the bread. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you today to bless this juice, this wine, and bless the bread. Change it from a natural use today, God, to a supernatural use, God. Let it be for healing. Let it be for deliverance. Let it be for setting us free, cleansing us, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask you right now, God, to cover each one of us as we partake in this communion, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask you right now to use it for what it needs, whatever it needs to be used for. In Jesus' name, we pray and ask it all. Amen. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Let us eat together. After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do you as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Let us drink together. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, so let him eat that bread, of that bread, and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when we come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together unto condemnation, and the rest I will sit in order when I come. Amen. And praise the Lord, everybody. I just thank each and every one of you for being on this radio broadcast and in the midst of our service on today. I thank and praise God for you, you, and you. I just ran over a little bit, but I thank God because I always ask the Holy Spirit just to take over and take control. And I thank and praise God for this communion on today. I just give God all the praise and all the glory. So we're going to get ready to close out right now. Thank you. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace. Lord, I ask you right now to forgive us for every known and unknown sin. Right now, Lord. Lord, I ask you to cover each one of them, God. Cover them and cover their families and their homes. Every member of this ministry, this church, this prayer room, God, I ask you today to keep them covered in the mighty name of Jesus and bless, Lord, bless them like no other time. We need you right now in this season, God. We need you, Lord, and we can't make it without you. You and we ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord maketh his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. God bless you all. You all go in peace. I love you and God love you too. Have a blessed and wonderful day. Amen.
Amen and have a good day.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Be blessed.
Amen. I love all y'all.
Love you too.
Okay, amen.